morning. It's 9:45 a.m., 9:45 in the morning on Monday, June the 22nd, 2015. The first full day of summer. Yesterday was the solstice. Official summer. It's been summer here for a while. But yeah, midsummer. The solstice. The days start getting shorter. A little bit tomorrow. Actually, today was about the same. I think actually today is today, because of the way that things fall out, I think today may be like 3 seconds longer than yesterday here. So, I don't know. Anyway, it's day after solstice, day after Father's Day. I had a very relaxing day yesterday, playing with the family. My elder daughter is at the point where she wants to get her books into paperback, so I helped her through that process for the first book, and we'll see how that works out for the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth book. So we see how that goes. It was a pretty low trauma day yesterday. I didn't do much. I have been writing. I haven't been walking, but I have been writing. I went to the library the other day and put in some time on Sarah's story. And then the other day I was sitting there thinking, you know, I'm kind of bored. I think I'll write, which is where I need to be. I need to be bored, so I will write, I think. I'm at the stage in my Agrarian Skies game where I've gotten through a lot of the quests. I've actually finished some of the quest lines. Some of them I really don't have a lot of interest in following up on. The golems in Foamcraft. Yeah, I don't know, that's iffy. So, you know, I may never actually finish the map. I don't care what I play. I'm having fun. I'm doing things that are fun. Because fun is where it's at. So I was bored and I started working on Talius Rishuri's story, Smuggler's Tale. And I started it. This is like the fifth time I've started that book. And I think I'm making a mistake. I think I'm making an error. Because I started with backstory, and I think that's the mistake. I think what I need to do is stop with the backstory and actually start telling the larger stories. So today when I get back, I've got to get this posted. I've got to figure out why Flickr is not accepting my email for a change. I wonder if my membership has expired or something. I'll have to check. But the upload to Flickr didn't go. I don't know if it's failed the second time. I haven't looked. Let's see if I can look without turning off the recorder. Yep, failed again. It Administrative prohibition. Okay, well, what I gotta do is probably refresh the... Well, that's interesting. I'll have to go home and troubleshoot it. After I fix breakfast. I haven't had breakfast yet today. It's 10 o'clock. I've been sleeping in. My plan to get out and start getting back into the sunrise pictures, the dawn pictures, has fallen by the wayside because I keep sleeping. Now, sleeping is good. Sleeping, generally speaking, is pretty good. I went to bed relatively early last night. Slept for like 9 hours. Slept for 10 hours the day before, 11 hours, I think, 10 hours the day before that. So apparently I'm tired. So we'll have to deal with being tired and getting some of the stuff taken care of. But I'm at the point where the games are, well, okay, the games are okay, but they're not as engaging as the potential engagement of a new book. And that's exactly where I need to be. I need to be just at that stage where nothing really appeals to me as much as writing a new story. And while I have often said, oh, I really want to write, there is a reality to not... Wanting to write, but not actually being in a headspace where I can, apparently, write. So what I really, really want, is to get to the place where every day I spend 4 or 5 hours writing new stuff. And enjoying the heck out of writing new stuff 4 or 5 hours every day. And then whatever else might happen can happen pretty much guilt-free, worry-free. But the problem is that I have to want to do it. And one of the issues that I get is that once I get a book done and I've got to see it through the editing process, I've got to see it through the next process, I've got to see it through the next process, I still have 2 books I haven't read. And summertime is not the time to do it because of the air conditioning unit. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know. We'll see.
Morning.
I should have one of these trackers going. Let's put ingress back on. I'm at 97 kilometers. I think I get a new badge at 100. Let's see if we can't get that tomorrow, because a mile is 2 kilometers, more or less, 0.6 kilometers per mile. Welcome back. Okay. So the churches that I tagged as portals in ingress, there's a guy who's been playing with me, you see. I'll build a portal, he'll come by and delete it. I'll build a portal, he'll come by and kill it again. Build a portal. So I just let him kill it. And while the days that I wasn't walking, he actually claimed it as green. So I can now hack it for points. So I've got two of them now. On my path where I can hack for points. I attack them just to get my name on their boards. I didn't do any damage. Very minor. That wasn't a serious hack attempt. It was just letting them know I saw. The town is mostly green, so For blues like me, I can... I could pretty much go anywhere and hack everything for points. The ones right here by the house that nobody really cares about, so they're all blue now. I got my hidden herons. I got all of the portals that I tagged here by the house all taken care of. So those are all mine now. They're all linked together. Monk post. I get a lot of points, a relatively lot of points. I'm still a long, 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 long way from level 6, but, you know, one day at a time. So, let's see. What have I got to do? Deal with the flicker. Gotta get some breakfast. I'm starving. No, I'm not. But I am very hungry. My stomach is talking to me. We had pizza last night. It was a horrible carb day yesterday. I had pizza and a cookie. It was like 150 carbs for the day, where my normal carb day is like 25 or 30. So I figure one day is not gonna harm too much, but I do have to get back on the horse today. And start putting the carbs down again. So we'll go home. I got yogurt. I got fresh yogurt. Maybe. I wonder if the strawberries are still good. There's this there's this balancing act between yogurt and strawberries in this house. And we have I try to buy fresh strawberries. So we have fresh strawberries to have with our yogurt, because I just buy plain tubs of yogurt. And a few strawberries, a little bit of granola. A very satisfying meal, whether it's breakfast or dinner. No, breakfast or lunch. And then I have oatmeal with cranberries. They have fewer sugars, lower carbs than raisins. And I like the oatmeal with cranberries very well. So if I had to buy the Ocean Spray cranberries, it would be cost prohibitive, but they have these tubs of cranberries that are actually relatively inexpensive. So half a cup of cranberries, half a cup of oatmeal, a cup of water. It makes for a nice meal. But the balancing act is it we run out of yogurt, and then it's a couple of days before I get to the store to restock yogurt, and by then the strawberries that have other in the fridge have gone all fuzzy. So I go back to the store and buy more strawberries and come home and the yogurt's gone. It's the thing about fresh produce, it's only fresh for a day or so, and the challenge for me is to use it up in that time frame. So lunch today will be salad with either pork chop or some grilled chicken. Oh, I've got grilled chicken. That reminds me. I've got to get over to Lowe's. I'm out of charcoal. Not entirely, but close enough. I'm down to the last pottery scraps on the bottom of the bag. So I gotta go get some more lumps. I did teriyaki barbecue the other day. I marinated some chicken breasts in teriyaki sauce and then cooked them slow on the grill, on the barbecue. So there was smoky teriyaki. I loved it, but the kids were a little bit... Ooh, it tastes like smoke. Oh, it's a little smoky. It tastes good. So, I don't know if I'm going to make eggs this morning or if I'm going to do oatmeal this morning. Or I'm just going to try for the, see if the yogurts and strawberries are still good. I've got to get, what have I got to get? I have to check in the fridge and see what I've got in there. I think I've got hamburger. I think I can make a meatloaf. I started making meatloaf with oatmeal because breadcrumbs have too many carbs, and the oatmeal has, well, it has some carbs, it doesn't have as much as the refined flour and the crackers and breadcrumbs and all that kind of stuff. And I really like the texture, I really like it. But most of oatmeal too. I have to start a grocery list, I think. Pocket full of pens. Like the northern turn. It's getting hot. Yeah, going out at 9 o'clock and then farting around for 20 minutes playing with portals isn't the smartest move I ever made. But, you know. Thistle with a purple top on it. It's turning slightly purple. There's a few of them out there. Look at it. Once you begin to look for them, they show up. Several thistles there with pretty purple tops. If I make a meatloaf and a barbecue. Now I've got my head running around with food, and it's like, oh my god. I don't really need to have my head running around with food. Yikes. It is warm. I don't know what the temperature is now, but when I started it was barely 65, 66 maybe. It's a heck of a lot hotter than that now, particularly walking in the sun. Carrying his dog. Okay, here I am. Back at home base. Whew. Let's see if we can't find the right application here. Because it's time for me to say, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.